What's up?
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up?
What flower can I use to make it gluten free for you?
Right here, it tells you.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight. You said it would be. You said it would be this way.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tanya, I don't know. How can a Democrat win unless they live in a county where people think that everything is wonderful? I don't know how. Because, I mean, Joe Biden is right. In 1922, our blood pressure medications are up. Like, what? He didn't even know what century he's in. But then we got to wait until November is over, and as soon as these midterms are over, and we need to get a non-rhino Republican to replace Nancy Pelosi, and we need to invoke the 25th. But then Kamala Harris, I think she would step up, but he doesn't know what day it is. But Warnock, man, that dude guy is. I think Herschel Walker won that debate. If you saw it, he's not articulative. He needs, like that one lady that goes, if you're offended by what I'm wearing at the school board meeting, if you're offended by what I'm wearing, a man wore this in school. So if you're offended by me, when they have put family friendly in front of anything. Oh. Yeah, this adult bookstore, that's family friendly. Go on in there. Yeah, this strip club is family friendly. You want to go to a gay bar? Make it family friendly. It's okay. Yeah, this gay bar, this transgender gay bar thing, it's family friendly. It's okay. No, PureFlix is family friendly. People that don't know who they are, what their gender is, they need help. They don't need encouragement. I'm sorry. They need Jesus Christ.
Can you switch baking soda and baking powder?
But I got so much I want to get into. But don't forget this, folks.
Hi, I'm Tara Lee Cobble of the Bible Recap Podcast and Book. And today you and I get to talk about the verse of the day, Hebrews 12:11. Here's what it says. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. The book of Hebrews is a letter to early Christians, and one of the main themes of the letter is the supremacy of Christ. It focuses on Jesus. So that's the greater context of today's verse, and it's fitting that we anchor our understanding of this verse in our understanding of who Jesus is, because no one demonstrated obedience and discipline like he did. Philippians 2 tells us that he emptied himself. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. As his followers, we're not being asked to do anything that he didn't demonstrate for us first, and we aren't being asked to do anything that's even close to what he did. Death on a cross is painful. And then when we talk about fruit, the harvest of righteousness and peace, you and I are evidence of that. You and I being here in the Word today, fixing our eyes on him, we are part of the harvest as a result of Jesus' obedience and discipline in dying. This particular section of Hebrews is also talking about discipline required to overcome sin. So discipline is something you can do, but it's also something that can be done to you. For instance, you can be disciplined in your own life as God's Spirit empowers you, or when you fall short, God himself may be the one who disciplines you. He doesn't discipline you out of anger, but out of his great love for you. He's patient with you. I don't know what struggles you're up against today. I don't know what sin patterns you feel incapable of overcoming. I don't know where you've lost hope. And I don't know where your heart is inclined to mistrust God or be angry with him. But today, I want to invite you to remember the harvest. It may feel like winter in your heart today, but as you lean into him, as you learn to trust his discipline, you're one day closer to the harvest. There's a harvest of righteousness and peace coming for you. And today you're one day closer to seeing the fruit.
That is Hebrews 12:11. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful, but afterwards there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. Think about that. It's going through your day to day, and that's what we need more of. We need more. We need people on their knees, people praying, not indoctrinating kids, not having family-friendly strip clubs. And don't worry, folks. We're going to have a, it's a transgender, whatever. You know, when I was a kid, you know, these kids are striving for attention. They are. I want to have attention. I want to have attention. I stink. I'm no good. So guess what? I'm going to come up as, yes, I believe I'm a beach ball. Yes. Famous actor, singer, songwriter, Jana Doe comes out as a beach ball today. That was made up, but that's what they're doing. Now, if you can show me video of you and you're 22 now and you're 3 years old going, I'm non-binary, all these people that all of a sudden are, these billions of people all of a sudden are non-binary, if you can show me video that you were non-binary 20 years ago and you're 25 now when you're 5, okay, then at least I can say, yeah, you were screwed up in the head when you were 5 and you didn't know any better, but now you're 25 and you should know better. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. Just keep voting Democrat. It's okay. Just keep voting Democrat. Just don't worry. We got $20 gallon gas coming. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. The Democrat Party, Joe Biden's going to fix the prescription drug prices because we have, what is it, like a 5,000% or 500% increase in the blood pressure medication or whatever in 1922. The cost of the 19, you know, because, you know, the guy that's leading the free world doesn't know what day it is or what century he's in. I played that clip for a couple of people, and I played it just recently for my wife, and said, well, I don't get it. He said 1922, not 2022. He doesn't know what century he's in. He didn't know anything. All they show is videos of him eating an ice cream cone. Country's doing great. Everything's wonderful. Who's telling you to say, because I'm sure he's got something in his ear because he don't know anything. You know? And then you got these Democrats, oh, we need to stop. We need to defund the police and get rid of guns. We need to do this. And yeah. Not today. Jewelry store owner in Florida opens fire on robbery suspects, kills two of them. One instantly and one on the way, one going to the hospital. Gee. How do guns not work? That robbery is foiled. That's the problem. You know, all these people that have, like, armed guards completely all the way around them are the ones that, like, yes, I'm protected by guns, but you shouldn't have any. No, if someone comes out and says, okay, I'm for a gun ban, but I don't believe in guns, period. Like, okay, the Secret Service should not have guns. Our military should not have guns. Cops should, like, guns would be outlawed 100%. It's not like the citizens can't have them, but the government will. No, we're talking like, okay, the president, his Secret Service protection, wouldn't have a gun. Our military wouldn't use weapons. Cops wouldn't have, there'd be no gun allowed. So, I mean, why would the Secret Service need guns to protect the president if you can't have a gun in this country at all, you know? Kind of like when they banned drugs and made, like, cocaine and heroin and methamphetamine, PCP and all that stuff illegal, you know, how it eliminated it, you know? You know, if you were against anybody having a gun in this country, period, then I could at least say, okay, yeah, you don't want me to have a gun, but you don't want to have Secret Service have guns or whatever. Then you can at least, then you're at least, but if you want to have the government with guns and me, a law-abiding citizen, can't have them, then you got problems. I mean, I don't support taking away guns, period, because the whole point of the Second Amendment is to protect the First Amendment. The whole point of the Constitution is to keep, you guessed it, the whole point of the Constitution is to limit the government, not the people. You know, and it's nice to see another story where a guy with a good guy with a gun takes out bad guys. You gonna rob my store? Not today. Not today. And it's nice to see that. It's nice to see that a good guy with a gun takes out the bad guys. I mean, now you got some Republicans doing a lot of talking. They got to be walking too, though. I mean, because, I mean, Brian Kemp crushes Stacey Abrams in the Georgia debate. Crushes her. Now, we see a lot of walking. Now, we see a lot of talk. We need, they can talk the talk. Can they walk the walk? Okay, when what should be a bloodbath in Republicans winning in a landslide, there is no red wave. You got to get out and vote. But if it does happen and we get out and vote and we do what we need to do and cheating is limited, it should be a landslide. But we can't be like, well, okay, we got to cave to the Democrats. Nope. I mean, but it's sad when you have people that think like January 6th is the equivalent of D-Day. I'm like, you have no idea. But, you know, I mean, she got blown out of the water. I mean, I think, like also, like, in going with this, with the Herschel Walker, I think he won the debate. He was, the problem you have is a lot of these people, these Democrats, throughout this thing, like, well, I don't think there's one bill that bans abortion 100% outright, even though it's 0.0853% of abortions, less than 0.1% are caused by from rape. But the problem you deal with here is there's not one law that all these people support laws that have exceptions. Okay, if it's, well, the mom will die. If it's between killing the mom or the baby because one's going to die, you know, your bill would not allow that to happen. Well, what if, you know, all these, I've not heard of one bill that's being passed, and there might be one, that does not allow abortion under any circumstances, no matter what, because a lot of times it's not considered an abortion, because sometimes, like, if you have a baby that dies inside you and you have a miscarriage and it doesn't come out, that's not aborting it to get rid of it. There are certain things that like, this won't be allowed. It's a woman's health care. So if a woman gets pregnant because she has sex and gets a baby, how is it health care to kill the baby? It's not. My body, my choice. Well, isn't that the baby's body you're killing, not yours? I'm asking questions, but I don't know. Oh, I can't have a say because I'm a man, but the baby's 50% mine. But who knows? Don't worry, folks. Biden's going to help get the 1922 prescription drug costs down. Yep. I mean, with record high inflation, with gas prices through the roof, trust me. I got some Jewish in me, and I'm Dutch, and I'm Polish and Ukrainian. Let me tell you, buddy, I complained about prices when they were $5 for this item. Now it's $8. I'm like, I didn't want to pay $5 for it. Now it's $8? Are you kidding me right now? I'm someone that, like I tell people, you want to see how ripped off you get? Go to Arby's and get a regular roast beef without the bun. Say you're gluten-free and you just want the meat, not the bun. And you'll see how little meat you actually get, like three little tiny wafer thin slices that you can read the newspaper through. Hey, shit. Can I get a little extra meat since I'm not getting bread? Sir, just because we don't give you, okay, well, and so what the, I mean, is this a, I mean, I feel like the Wendy's commercial, like, where's the beef? Where's the beef? And you wonder how much of that sliced stuff is actually meat, you know? And that textured vegetable protein and everything else, you know? But, I mean, with record high gas prices, inflation, everything going up beyond, I mean, how can a Democrat win? I don't know how you can, I don't know how people look at the grocery store and go, oh, wow, Jeff paid $3 for this, now I'm paying $6. How is that good? Dollar Tree increased their prices by 25%. They went to $1.25 on most of them. I mean, there's stuff that's still under. There's still, like, cards that are 2 for $1.50 each, you know, but so I want to hear what, I went to the Dollar Tree, and it's not all $1.25. Well, the main staple used to be a dollar for, like, the majority of it's a dollar, and anything, there's some things that are, like, 79, you know, now it's $1.25, the main staple price for the majority of stuff. And some stuff, I'm like, I didn't want to pay $1 for it. I thought it was getting ripped off. Now I got to pay more. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. This is just Trump's fault, even though he's not in the White House. I mean, like that lady that was caught on video, she like, oh, you did an illegal U-turn, ma'am. You have a headlight out, and then, no, man, you're harassing me. I'm so tired of this black privilege where they just shove race in front of everything. If they get fired, it's because they're black, not because they're lazy and don't do their job. If they get pulled over, it's not because they're speeding or broke the law. It's because they're black. It's because they're being harassed. If they're stealing from a store, oh, it's because I'm black. It's why you. No, nope. See that white guy over there? He's got stuff in his bag too. He didn't pay for. We don't think he did, anyways. It looked like he didn't scan it. We just wonder if he scanned it. Okay, then it's paid for, and he paid for it, and he can prove it. Then he's on his way, just like you. If you paid for the items, it didn't look like you did. But if you can prove you paid for it, you're on your way. So like when the big thing I watch now on YouTube is he's like, welcome to Border Security Australia. 20,000 people go through this airport every day, and it's up to the Australian border authorities to find out who's smuggling and who's not. And then they have the people, oh, you just harassed me and this and that. And well, if you got nothing to hide, okay, strip search me. Take me to the hospital and x-ray me. I don't do whatever you need to. I ain't caring, okay? If I ain't done nothing wrong, I have no problem with it. It might be a little bit inconvenience, but oh, you got $25,000 worth of groceries? You didn't declare any of this? Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, it says right here, items to declare. Do you have food? You said no. What is this? Well, that's food. Well, yeah, it's food. You have to declare it. And then they get all mad when they get fines and stuff. Well, you were asked if you had these things. This is food. This is this. This is that. These are all things you must declare. You signed the paper saying you had none of this. Well, I didn't think it meant that. I didn't know. It's this world I don't understand. I'm a non-binary shape-shifting time traveler, and you shall address me as such, teacher. And if you don't, I'm suing you because. I have a degree in education. I'm not playing your game. I can pretty much look at you. I don't need to see you naked to know what private parts you have. So, yeah, you're a male, and I'm going to address you as such. I'm not playing that. You need help. And it's going to be BS if the school is going to back you and say that you need to. We don't need a nation of first and second graders and third graders that people are convincing them that they don't know what they are. How dare you put a gender on your kid's birth certificate? It's their decision to make it, whatever they want to be. If they want to say they're a beach ball, then they need to be a beach ball. And you need to accept the fact that he's a beach ball. No. You're a human being. You need help. I'm so glad I grew up in a generation where we knew what gender we were. We had two bathrooms, and we used the bathroom that corresponded to the gender we were. Not today. Yep. Yeah, he's a dog, so you're going to need to have a tree so he can pee. Or a mailbox, you know, whatever. Just something. You know, he's trained, so he doesn't need a puppy pad. Okay, I'm teacher. Yeah, my son, he's allergic to dogs. So either that dog has to go or my son has to find a different class. Because they can't say, well, he's not a dog. Because then you're, it's a win-win. But it's nice to see these parents. I don't know if you've seen a couple, like this one lady, this guy went to school dressed in this outfit. And this lady had a parent-teacher kind of thing. They have like school board meetings. And she went dressed as in that outfit. And they're like, how dare you wear this? And well, if you're offended by me, a guy came to school wearing this. And then when they're... Folks, 1 second, technical difficulties. That's one of those things, folks. The world we live in today, you know, I never thought I'd see a day where a mom would have to go to a school board meeting and go off because they have a family-friendly drag show. Family-friendly drag show. Yeah, PureFlix is family-friendly. Reading the Bible is family-friendly. I'm waiting for someone to say, the Bible's not family-friendly because there are people that are killed in the Bible, and how dare you have your kids read... I don't know. I would not be surprised if someone said, well, someone was murdered in the Bible, and how dare you have your kids read that? Disney has two boys kissing. That's not bad at all. That's family friendly. Dukes, I'm glad I grew up in the generation I did. You know, they have all these surveys that kind of make no sense, but they do make sense because, I mean, most people blame Biden's policies for high gas prices and inflation and everything else. Well, guess what? How does that not surprise you? How can you, I don't know how anyone cannot blame this country on Biden. The dude thinks it's 1922 for Christ's sakes. Excuse my choice of words, but I can't do it anymore. I'm so done with this. Folks, in 1922, the price of blood pressure medication is up 5,000%, and I'm going to fix that because, see, Democrats don't want to fix anything. Republicans don't want to, because if they fix something, then what's there to fix? If the border wall is fixed, no more border crisis. How about... you fix the wall, and then as you go along, you do stuff to maintain the wall. That's what we're going to do to make the wall better. We're going to fix it. Yeah, it needs improvement. How about you fix stuff, and you vow to keep the stuff you fixed and improve it, make it better. Okay, you build a road, and in 2 years, it needs to be replaced because you whoever did it overcharged you and didn't put in a good road. What are you going to do about it? How about you say, hey, we're going to fix the roads in Michigan, and we're going to vow to keep them beautiful and pristine. And when they're not, when they fall apart, we're going to do something to fix them. What a concept. Instead of not doing anything and keep running for re-election on fixing stuff that you're never going to do in the first place, why don't you fix it and say, yes, 4 years ago I vowed to fix this and I did. Now I'm going to help maintain it and make it better. Yes, there are some parts that we did that are 4 years old that need to be addressed, and we're going to address those and we're going to make them stronger and better. So like a house. Hey, you paint it? Well, some of the parts of the house need to be repainted or touched up. We're going to do that. You know, what about that? What a concept. How about we have Pat instead of, yep, this is the fifth time you've said you're going to do something and didn't do it, okay? I'm going to fix the VA. Trump was fixing the VA. Trump was doing stuff because no one did it. He's like, instead of people saying they're going to do something but don't do it so that they can run on that every year, Trump was fixing things. Well, how can I run? How can I? It's called fixing something, making a promise, keeping your promise, and then maintaining the promise. It's okay, I'm gonna pave this road, and I'm going to make sure that, yes, 4 years ago I said I was going to pave these 10 roads, and we did. Some of them need some maintenance and work, and I'm going to make sure that those roads stay maintained. What a concept. Maintain. Hey, say 73 Tracy, and I'm not going to fix anything. I'm going to say I'm going to do stuff, but I'm not going to do it because if I fix it, then what am I going to run on next year because I fixed it? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say I'm going to do a bunch of stuff, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to line my pocketbooks with money, but I'm not going to fix anything. I know I'm not going to fix it because I'm Nancy Pelosi, because if I fix it, then what am I going to say I'm going to fix next time? No. Nancy, you and all these other career politicians that are billionaires because you've made money off of ours, why don't you fix things and then maintain it? Why don't you just get out? It's going to be a red wave. We need to get to the poll, and that's what you got to do, folks. You need to get to the polls and get out and vote. Oh, we need to get rid of coal, fossil fuel, natural gas, you know, but we need to... I love Elon Musk, but don't support it. It's one of the things because he's like a conservative, but I hate electric cars and they're a joke. But it's kind of like saying, okay, let's get rid of all the items that are used to produce electricity for the electric cars. Let's get rid of all the stuff we use to produce electricity for the electric cars, but then we're going to promote electric cars. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Wait a minute here. You mean 95% of all electricity for the electric car comes from coal, natural gas, and fossil fuel? Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah, there was a cow that was farting too much, producing too much methane, damaging the environment, so I killed him and ate him. You're welcome. You're welcome. I mean, I think it was in Ireland. They had these people taking and opening up milk and dumping it, protesting climate change and all this bull crap. Don't know what they're talking about. I'm like, it's kind of like having a bunch of Nike shirts and a bunch of Nike shorts, and because of what they did, and they were woke for a while, and kind of still are in a way, Carhartt, when they mandated the vaccine and saying you're going to throw away your Carhartts. Well, it's not like you can say, hey, I'm not going to buy any more because I don't support that, but they've already gotten the money from me, so what's the point of throwing it out, you know? I mean, but everyone, that's the problem in this world. Everyone's pushing this race card, this race. Like any conservative, they're like, oh, well, he doesn't support abortion for any reason. Almost every bill that these people that are against abortion support has legislation in there for, okay, let's say my niece were to get pregnant by rape, or which is like less than a tenth of a percent, or something like rare happens, or it's between my wife and the baby. My wife can't have kids, but just as an example, there's exceptions for that. And a lot of these exceptions, they're technically not called abortion because, like, if you have a miscarriage and the baby's inside you, it's called a DNC, to remove the baby, to get it out. You're not aborting. And I've had people say, well, now if I have a miscarriage and the baby's inside me, you won't be able to take it out. I'm like, that's totally different. The baby's already dead. You're not killing it. How can they not remove it? They outlawed that. No, they didn't. I have some people that don't know what they're talking. I mean, like, you know, but it's just, I mean, people got to come out in droves in Georgia and vote that Warnock out. I mean, they're race baiters. They try to push misinformation. Oh, Herschel Walker doesn't support abortion for any reason. The bill that he supported, along with a lot of these other Republicans, they all have exemptions for extenuating circumstances. If the woman wants to kill the baby instead of, you know, if it's where the mom lives or the baby lives, and she wants to live, not the baby, I'm one of those. Why not see if you can save them both? I've seen situations where, okay, it's a 10 million percent, dude, you're dead. It's not a matter of if you die, but when. No one, okay, there's a 1,000,000% chance you're dead. And Jesus produces a miracle. God produces a miracle, and this person lives and survives. You can't regenerate this. Well, the x-ray is, yeah, that's there. I've seen people that have, like stuff happen that, okay, yeah, this doesn't regenerate. You just don't produce this. This part of your back that's missing doesn't just, well, that's all God. There's no explanation. So, like, if you lose hearing, if you get hearing back, God, because you can't, like, if once you lose hearing, it's gone. It doesn't come back, you know? But they try to push all this stuff, and then you have the Republicans and stuff trying to come out real quick and saying, now this is the truth, not what he's pushing. But it goes back to, like I've said before on this channel many times, these people that voted for Biden. Well, I didn't know he said that. So these four things they did, this guy just showed you that Biden said, you would never vote. Well, how can you vote for someone? So, you know, folks, go to the poll. Vote in person, and you can be at that polling thing for five. You can be there as long as you need to. If someone gives you cut, I'm looking this. I don't know who this judge is. I want to find out about these two judges before I make my vote. I have that. You have that right. No one can keep you from looking up anybody to find out who to vote for. You know, this notion that, like, hurry up. No, I don't know. And I've done that before. I'm like, let me look this person up. Because I'm going to know who, just because you're a Republican don't mean you're not a rhino. I mean, the Biden administration is trying to order the Arizona governor to remove the shipping containers that they have as a border barrier. You know, oh yeah, when you go up to the richy Democrat areas of New England and you dump a bunch of illegals off, oh, bye-bye. Oh, we got to deport these people so fast. You know, Democrats want these people in America, but then when you put them in their city, oh, they got to be gone. We need the National Guard. We got an immigration crisis. We got an immigration crisis. What do we do? What do you mean? You wanted them here. You should be stuck taking care of them. I mean, seriously, like she's going to sit there and take down that wall? See, that's what they should have done. When that's what should have happened. When they tried to stop them, when Biden came in, they should have kept that border wall up. Kept it going. Okay? Because I guarantee you, by the time they didn't stop us, if Democrats would, if the Democrats wanted that Keystone Pipeline, I guarantee you, come after us, they'd be there building, I think, for 2 years. Well, it was in legal battles, not Republicans. Oh, they told us to stop building the border wall, so we got to do it. Shut up. I don't know, man. The Republicans got to go balls. That's the problem we have in this country. I hate to admit it, but, you know? But what do you do when it's 4-1? Yes, say it like you need to. Yes. And that's the thing. They keep asking, like, well, are you going to vote a total abortion ban, a total ban on abortion? Do you not support women? And da 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 da. I've not heard of one law. Like when you get in debates, when you're on YouTube, when you're on this or that, it's 25 against, you know, it's the media against you. And no law, all laws have exemptions. Okay, if you get raped or this or that, they all have exemptions. You know, and they come after people like Marco Rubio, and they come after, you know, like Herschel Walker. Well, he's for 100% abortion ban. No, he's not, because this law that he's trying to pass right now, this law he's trying to pass, oh, yeah, that law. Yeah, there's that law. Yeah, it has exemptions for certain. And some of these things are DNCs. Like I've said before, there's so many. Well, if I have a miscarriage and it dies and doesn't come out, it's stuck in me because I can't remove it because that's an abortion and I can't have one. How? And you're, and I don't have a say in the abortion debate, but you're telling me straight to my face that if you have a miscarriage and it's inside you and they do a DNC to remove it, a dead fetus, already dead, that you can't have that? Yeah, you can. I can't be in the debate because I'm the man, but then when a woman thinks that all the Supreme Court's overturning Roe v. Wade, which should have never have happened in the first place, when Roe v. Wade should never happen. There should never have been abortion, period. It should be left up to the states. Like alcohol is left up to the states. That's why there's places in Mississippi that are dry counties. There's places in Tennessee where they have dry counties. Okay? What a concept. Dry counties. But that's the thing. I mean, that's just where we live in.
There's only two eggs in there. Oh.
That's the problem, you know. This country's falling apart, and well, I guess Biden doesn't care about this country enough. He's gone back a century. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, this new, I want to get into this because this is some amazing stuff. This Pfizer new booster shot was only tested on 8 rats. No human testing. 8. And I said 8. E-I-G-H-T. You know, why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9, 8. 2 below 10. 8 rats is all it was tested on. The reason why you can never have a true vaccine is because what it takes to go through the trials to take a medication or anything from trial phases through to safety protocols and everything, it takes longer than a pandemic. It takes about 5 to 6 years to fully vet a vaccine, period. Well, don't worry, because all these people that said, you just need to shut up and get the vaccine, all you people that just only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you, you only think for, you only think by what Rush and Trump tell you. If Rush Limbaugh doesn't say it or Trump doesn't say it, you don't know how to think. Just shut up and get the vaccine. Wait, whoa, what? Are you kidding me? You just in the same sentence told me that I only do what Trump or Rush Limbaugh tell me to think or say. But then you told me to not think at all and just get the vaccine because we have to get back to normal. And until everyone's vaccinated, we can't get back to normal. And now the pharmaceutical companies are admitting that there's not one shred of evidence these vaccines were not designed to stop the spread or anything of the virus. So what were these vaccines? What was the purpose of the vaccine? Because the purpose of the vaccine is so you can get it and you build up antibodies and immunity so you cannot get COVID or whatever it is again. So if these vaccines were not designed one bit to stop the transmission or spread of the virus, then what was the point of them? What was the point? Explain. I'm trying to understand this. Explain it to me. I don't understand. Because I believe, honestly, it was to deplete the population. Because I believe a lot of these little kiddos that got the vaccine, they're going to find out when they go to have kids later in life that they won't be able to have kids because they're sterile. Not now, in like 10, 15 years, because they were a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, and when they turn 22, 23, and they try to have a kid and they can't, they're going to find out, I truly believe that. I believe a lot of the effects of the vaccine are going to be far, that are not like in a, well, I've had it for, I'm talking like in 3 or 4, like a lot of people you're not going to find out till years later that you're sterile or this or, it's like when I saw those people, they were like, I hate to say this, but you know how like you have like people, they had this one lady, I watched this documentary and she's crying, well, without the dear leader, you know, I might as well be dead. And, you know, these people that like, you know, he's a brutal dictator in North Korea, you know, Kim Jong-un and Kim Il-sung, and they're brutal, evil dictators. And they're like, oh, praise the dear leader. Oh. You know, like, I might as well just end my life without the dear leader because they're the greatest thing ever. It's sad. It is. It's sad. I mean, I saw those people holding up with their vaccination card like, look, I'm a good soldier. Like, look at me. Like, I felt like the dictator-in-chief said, you need to get the vaccine, and I did it like a good little boy. Kind of like, hey, if you get, like, points or whatever, you know, like, if you get points and, like, you know, like, if you're in good with the regime and standing, Mom, you better get your picture taken with the vaccine card. Hurry up, man, because I could go to prison if you don't do that. Come on, hurry up. You know, I didn't understand. I mean, it just scared me because people are like mindless drones. Like, here's my, like, then when you had the guy from New York, the governor, like, mayor and all, I'm like, well, it's not really an option. And we were just hoping you would just not even question and just get the vaccine. But then now that there's a crap ton of people that are refusing to get it. How can you support? I don't know. I'm trying to find people that actually supported the vaccine in the very beginning. Like, what do you think now that there's not one, that the vaccine was not designed to stop the spread or transmission of the disease? I'm going to find out what was it designed for then. Because that's the whole point of the vaccine, so that when we get it, you become immune to it because you produce antibodies to keep yourself from getting it. I mean, the whole point of gain-of-function research, if you have a virus that's not that dogs get or horses get or cows get or pigs get, that we can't, that can't infect a human, and now they can, the only way you can get a virus that's only transmittable between horses, that's now transmittable and a human can catch a horse disease, is through gain-of-function. You're taking this virus and you're gain-of-functioning it. You're basically manipulating it so it can be infected by humans, so that a human can catch this horse disease. But there are still people that, you know, it was from a bat in a, somebody had in a, I know, because CBS said that there was a, some sort of like flea market type thing, and it was from a bat. Did you find the, yeah. It's okay though, folks. It's just pathetic. We need to have people wake up. And this is, and I'm telling you, man, the way this country is going in the toilet, if you don't have people, if this is not like when Reagan beat Walter Mondale, we got a problem, a big problem. You got to get out there and vote. And vote the day of, not, well, I'm going to mail it in. Now, if anyone out there is getting, like, I hope we get on top of this. If people get, like, 5 and 6 mail-in ballots sent to them or whatever. Or they need to be on top of, okay, yeah, I went to go vote and instead I already did. I voted early, but in person, but with the voting machines, I don't trust them. Don't manipulate no matter what. If you do it by hand, whatever, don't manipulate. I've shown people videos where literally they clear out a voting machine and they just pick one off the shelf and they put in 9 ballots and they just make a mock ballot, and what comes out in the total of the 9 ballots is not what they ran through the machine. So, are you that? Take a gun and blow your brains out. Excuse my French if any kids are watching, but you need to just end your life. You just watched them put in 9 ballots, and what they ran through the machine is not what came out in the total. That means if you voted for the Democrat and he didn't win, it could have been because there was a computer program to make the Republican win. I just flipped it because these are rigged to make Democrats win, but just wait until you may not like, you may try to censor us, you know, you may think that your freedom of speech trumps ours and we can't say what we want to, but you can. Just wait until the, it's only, I can't get to this, but it's only a matter of time before you don't like the Democrat who's controlling you and you can't vote him out. Where you believe all this BS, and then when it's too late and you can't vote the Democrat out, and you're trapped and you have no food and you have no health care and you have nothing, and the government I got my piece of paper here. It says I got 5 tubes of toothpaste. I haven't eaten in 2 weeks. You know, that's the problem in this country. Stuff's got to turn around before it's too late. Because, well, you may not like Trump, you may not like this person, but just wait until you can't get rid of the, just wait until you like this Democrat. And you think he's so great, and then you can't vote him out. Just wait till you can't vote them out. Well, I'm going to be Democrat. Like that documentary, I want to try to find it where I can watch it with Candace Owens, where she's like, okay, like $80+ million that Black Lives Matter raised, where'd the money go? They hadn't gone to the help of the inner cities. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. The world's coming to an end. Don't worry, folks. We're going to go to a grocery store in Ireland, and we're going to dump out a bunch of milk to protest animals. Folks, I just ate a cow, so I just killed and ate a cow, so I stopped him from producing gas, so yeah. It's like you people that, we need to save the environment and drive electric cars. Well, okay, well, your electric car runs on coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels, 95% of it. Yeah, that's what it does. People don't realize this. And these people that want to have electric cars want to get rid of what 95% powers that electric car. We need to eliminate all this stuff. Well, then, what are you going to power your car with? Because that's what powers 95% of your car. Good luck. These people make no sense. It's like these people that, I voted for Joe. I didn't know he said that. I wouldn't have voted for her. It's like when they go to New York all the time and they can't find anyone that supports AOC, but supposedly she gets reelected all the time. The only thing that scares me is there's three things that kind of scare me. What the Democrats are going to do if it's a red wave. What the Democrats are going to do if they win. And do they have anything up their sleeve like for the election? Are they going to rig it again? Are they going to sit there? You're going to see photos of people like being thrown out. You know, because they can't blame it. I mean, it's like this one person, because I saw Democrats doing all kinds of crap. And if a Republican did it, how dare you? You can't do that. Well, all these Democrats are doing whatever they want to with their masks. I mean, they don't work. I would sit there and I'd be like, it's one of those things, you know. What you got to do, get out there and be diligent. What I want to do is, I'm going to ask this at the point, because I got a question, you know, with this, using this, how do I know that my vote counts? How do I know that, because, ma'am, I can show you a video where they ran votes through the machine and what came out in the tally. How can I be guaranteed that my vote, I want to know that my vote counts. How do I know that? Because, I mean, trust me, I live in an area where they had people and they tried to vote and they flipped their vote. So, I don't know. I just don't know. I just wonder if they have something up their sleeve to rig this. If we have a red wave, what are Democrats going to do? Because you know there's going to be, they're going to, it's like when Trump won and they rioted. I mean, it's like when that happened, I'm like, so let me get this straight. So you're rioting to have your rights taken away. It's like Tennessee. Like this guy, I read this whole thing about, you know, he's like, who are you? Who is the NCAA to tell us how to celebrate? They have goalposts in case that happens. Just like if you, like when they tear down the net and stuff, granted it's a goalpost, this is what we did. Some rich donor is going to pay that fine. This is how we want to celebrate. We beat Alabama. This is how we're celebrating. Don't tell us you liberals don't tell us how to live our lives and what to do in Tennessee. This is how we want to do it. This is what we want to do. You don't have to agree with what they did. You don't have to agree with how they celebrated and how they did it, but that's what they want to do. That's what it's up to them. It's like with NASCAR. They supposedly suspended Bubba Wallace for what? I haven't watched NASCAR since it's gone so welcome. I remember when they used to be like in fist fights. They used to be in all-out brawls, like boxing matches, and they'd have state troopers, and they'd be in like in the victory circle. Not now. Now it's like, he said, well, yeah, you're going to have to go to sensitive training. Yeah, you said a wordy dirt, and we can't have that. But it's one of those things. One of those things, man. It's what you got to do. Ooh. Yeah. You know, it's nice to see people waking up. It's nice to see parents going to these. It's nice to see parents going to these wonderful school board meetings and like, okay, yeah, no, sorry, there's no family-friendly drag queen anything. Sorry, there's no, sorry, VeggieTales is family-friendly. PureFix is family-friendly. The Bible is family-friendly. How do you call, I'm waiting for someone to say, how do you call the Bible family-friendly? There's people that died in it. I don't know. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for, there's been so much going on. That's why I've been getting home at like 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Oh, crap. I forgot to get this set up and do that. I've been so busy. So I want to thank you for your patience. Thank you so much for all you who tune in and listen. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for being a part of the conversation. Conversation you're part of. Thank you so much. Get out there and vote. Get out there and be due diligent. I'm going to thank you so much. Until I see you next time, folks, remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, who mutually pulls each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless all. Bye-bye.